Okay, we're starting on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, continuing the sugya that we left off with yesterday, which is the statement of Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, Kodoshim Shemetu, Yatzu Midei Mi'ila Dvar Torah. They lose their status from Mi'ila Min Torah, but they still retain status of Mi'ila Midirabanon. The Gemara questioned whether they really needed this statement of Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. First of all, we tried to bring a proof to it from our Mishnah. Gemara distinguished between our Mishnah and their statement. Then the Gemara brought another Mishnah with regards to Chatat. And over here we have differences in the Girsaot as to whether the Gemara is trying to bring a proof or whether the Gemara is actually questioning what the necessity for the statement of Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. The first way you read it, based on the Girsa that's actually found in our Gemara, is that they were trying to bring a proof that Tanino, that Hanena min Chatat, she chaya, lo ma'al la shivgom, she meita, kevin denena, koshu ma'al. So you see that after mitah, there is this mi'ilo dirabanan with regards to a chatat. Over there, as we pointed out, we're talking about a chatat de balmum. Then the Gemara's answer is that over there, lo b'dile mine. That Mishnah is not necessarily a proof to their statement because over there, lo b'dile mine, people are not separated from the animal because it was a chatat balmum. Chatat mumum is omeid lidamim for its monetary value. So therefore, people are not separated from it. So over there, I would have thought, that's why we need to be gozer or have a mi'ilo d'rabanan. But in regular kodoshim, where people are separated from the kodoshim, there we wouldn't need it. Along comes Ulam Rabbi Yochanan to say, over there, we also need it. That was one way to read it. The other way to read it, the way that Rashi has it, the Rabbeinu Gershom brings it as an alternative, Shita Mekubetzet also brings it, that the Gersa is not a low b'dile mine, but rather b'dile mine. And that the Chiddush is the other way around. That why do we need Ulam Rabbi Yochanan at all? Because the Mishnah tells us by Chatat that you have it, Adachamito, that there is a Mi'ilo Dirabanan. So we already know it from a Mishnah, what are Ulam Rabbi Yochanan adding? Gemara's answer is that there, Chatat, Bedilimine. It's actually the other way around. I would have thought, with regards to a Chatat, that we do not need Mi'ila Dirabanan afterwards, because Bedilimine, people are separated from a Chatat, which is brought the kapara, a chatat that is regular kodoshim, and since that is the case, we don't need this din of mila d'rabanan after the fact, or after the mitah, along comes the Mishnah, it tells even in the case of chatat, even in the case where the bedile mine, nevertheless we still do need that din of mila d'rabanan after the fact, not just by regular kodoshim, where people are low bedile mine, but even in situations or circumstances that they're b'dile mine, we still have this din derabanan afterwards of acharmita that there's mila derabanan. So now the Gemara questions that. It's on the third line, fourth line down on Gimel Amud Aleph, chatat shemeita mi'id ba mi'ilo. Chatat that dies, is that really true that it has mi'ilo? But it's not. Chataot ha-meitot. Chataot that go to mitah, those are the five chataot that are halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, that are the mitah. For instance, kibru ba'aleha, Meitu ba'aleha, tmurat chatat. They went through this in the previous mesechto. But chatat ha-meitot, if you have one of those, uma'ot ha-huchot yam ha-melach. The equivalent in monies is that it's taken to yam ha-melach. You throw it to the yam ha-melach, it's as if you've destroyed it. So monies that were designated to purchase a chatat, that is one of the five chatot ha-meitot, those monies go to yam ha-melach. So in either of those cases, lo nehenin velo mo'alin. You don't get tana from it, but you also, there is no din of mi'ila. Now, what's interesting here, and this is what I mentioned in the introduction to the Masechta, what does it mean, lo nenin velo mo'alim? We said, and we saw that yesterday in the Gemara, there is mi'ila mi do'raita, and there's also mi'ila mi dirabanan. Mi'ila do'raita is the Torah, and Vayikra Hei describes to us, mi'ila do'raita involves bringing a korban Hashem, paying the principal and the chomesh on top of that. Mi'ila d'rabanan, as we described yesterday, is just return of the principle. No korban, no chomesh. Now what is this terminology of lo nenin v'lo mo'alim? So you could argue that it's mi'ila d'rabanan. Lo nenin means you can't get anah from it mi'd'rabanan. V'lo mo'alim means it's no din of mi'ila mi'd'oraito. So there remains a din of mi'ila d'rabanan. This is another way of saying mi'ila d'rabanan. The problem with that is that it's a distinct lashon from, for instance, when we quoted about anena min achatat. Over there, when we said anena min achatat, we said that that was mi'ila mi'd'rabanan. And over there, it just said ma'al. Use the term ma'al just by itself and call it mi'ila d'rabanan. So if you look in Rashi over here, Rashi says, lo nenin v'lo malin afilu mi'd'rabanan. Lo nenin v'lo malin means that there isn't even a mi'ila d'rabanan. There is no mi'ila whatsoever. So he distinguishes the terminology of lo nenin v'lo malin doesn't mean that there is mi'ila mi'd'rabanan, but rather it means No mi'ilah whatsoever. And Rashi proves that because otherwise why would you say lo nenin? Lo nenin means that there's just an isur, but then lo ma'on means there's no din mi'ilah afilu midirabanan. So that means lo nenin velo mo'alin, even midirabanan, there's zero here. So based on that, now I have a Mishnah that says, Chatotam etot, Uma'ot ha'ochot liyam ha'melech lo nenin velo mo'alim. There is no mi'ilah about them. So Gemara says, you're talking about Amre Chatotam etot? Chatotam etot b'chayeyen b'dilin minhon. People already in their lifetime are separated from them. Meaning that Chatotam etot are a very unique brand or category of korban because they're going to mita. People have nothing to do with them. They have no interaction with them. So either in the previous Gemara where we had said that Chatot bedile mine, that they, when we talked about the chatot, the kapara, people were separated from them, we said, nevertheless, there is still mila d'rabanan. That only applies to regular chatot, where they're kapara. Over here, these aren't chatot that are going to kapara, these are chatot that are going to mita. If they're going to mita, then people are really separated from them, they're not going to have anything to do with them, we don't need mila d'rabanan even. The other way we learned it, which is chatot lo bedile mine, the chatot, because over there they were bali mumim. So therefore, they're omeid ledamim. So people are not separated from them, based on the gersa that we have in our Gemara. But chatot ha-metot, they're not omeid ledamim. Chatot ha-metot are gonna die. They're worthless. They're useless. And therefore, people are bedile minei. So either way, you could read the Gemara that this chatot ha-metot are an exceptional case. They do not fit into the rule of having me'ilah derabanan with regards to a korban. Afuke, heche de mechayim, delo bedile minei. That comes to exclude the case where, while they're still alive, people are not separated from them. Now, either that means, depending which kirsa that you have before, Michaim Dolob Dilemines, if you think that it's Chatat, Balmum, that people aren't separated from it, as opposed to Chatot de Meidot, or by other Kodoshim, that people are not separated from them, based on the other kirsa that we have. Okay, Eitve Rav Yosef L'Rabo. Chado Migo Chado, V'chado Migo Chado. We had the Machlokas of Yosef and Rabbi yesterday, at the top of yesterday's Bet Amud Bet. Over there it says, Ibailu i'alu ma'ushiyurdu. If they went on the Mizbeach, what's the din with regards to do they come down again? There we said it's referencing the issue of Shechita Bidarom. If they did Shechita Bidarom, what's the din with regards to that animal who ends up on the Mizbeach? Rabbah says it comes back down. Rabbi Yosef says it stays on the Mizbeach. So now Rabbi Yosef is positing a question to the Rabbah, Shita, Chadami Gochada, Chadami Gochada, through a series of Mishnayot. He doesn't have a direct question. It's an inference from one Mishnah to the next to the next. If you add all those Mishnayot together, the three Mishnayot together, then you come up with a question on Rabbah. And here's the first of the Mishnah. V'chulahan, emitamim v'gadim ha-beit ha-bliya, o mo'alim behen, chutz, mi-chatat ha-ov, sh'asalamata, k'masei chatat ha-ov, l'shem chatat. Here, this is a Mishnah in Zvachim. The Mishnah is discussing birds in the Mikdash. If you bring an olah or a chatat to the Mikdash, and then you do it improperly. An olat ha'of is done above, the chuta sikra is done above, on the top of the mizbeach. The chatat ha'of is done on the lower half of the mizbeach. Over there you have to do malika. Malika is pushing the thumb of the kohen, the nail of the kohen, through the back of the neck of the bird. So in an instance where one takes the olat ha'of, it should have been done on the top of the mizbeach, and instead he does it on the lower part of the mizbeach, or the other way around, he takes a chatat ha'of that should be done on the lower half of the mizbeach, and then takes it on the upper half of the mizbeach, and does malika over there. So he does it improperly. So in those cases where he does it improperly, the Mishnah says about them, bikulan, but all of them, ein mitamim begadim ha-beit ha-bliya, they lose their status of nivela, because the malika works, like shechita, to remove the din of nivela, even though it's done in the wrong location, nevertheless, it's effective in removing the din of nivela. Umo alim behen, since the shechita was done in the wrong place, therefore, there is a din of mi'ilah. The din of mi'ilah remains because the shechita was done or the malika was done in the wrong location. Chutz, the only exception to that rule is, chatat ha'of she'asah lamata k'masei chatat. You take a chatat ha'of that is done on the lower half, k'masei chatat ha'of, like a chatat ha'of should be done, l'shem chatat. So he did it properly. If you do a chatat properly, then there is no longer any din of mi'ilah because you did the full process. Once you've done the full process, there's now heter achila l'kohanim. Heter achila l'kohanim because none of the chatat ends up on the mizbeach. Only the dam hachatat ends up on the mizbeach. The remainder of the bird goes to the kohanim. Heter l'kohanim, we saw already in our Mishnah, means there is no more mi'ilah. The Gemara, or the Mishnah there, doesn't discuss the olatov, The light of truth, if you did it also properly on the top of the Mizbeach, how come over there the Me'ilah doesn't disappear? Because Olat Tov doesn't go to the Kohenim. Olat Tov goes on the Mizbeach. So no needs Kayim Mitzvah Tov. Its mitzvah is not done yet. Even after you've done the process of Shechting or Malika to the Olat Tov above, even if you do it properly, it still has to be put on the Mizbeach. So the Din of Me'ilah doesn't disappear yet. So that's why the Mishnah over there says the only exception to that rule is Katat Tov that's done properly, then the Me'ilah disappears. That's the first Mishnah. Then, a subsequent Mishnah says, V'ketani aloi, kol sheya psulo b'kodesh, einu mitamei b'gadim abeit abliya. V'kol shelo haya psulo b'kodesh, mitamei b'gadim abeit abliya. So the difference between something that is a nevela and not a nevela is determined by whether the psul happened in kodesh or the psul happened outside of kodesh. So over here, where you have shinoi makom, the malika was done in the wrong place, that's a psul b'kodesh. And that's the reason that, psul b'kodesh, when it comes to psul b'kodesh, einu mitamei b'damim abeit abliya. So before, the previous Mishnah said that if you do malik on the wrong location, then there is no tumat b'gadim abeit abliya. It's no longer defined as a nevela. The next Mishnah tells us, well, when is something that called not a nevela? When it's psul b'kodesh. When the psul happens, which is something unique to Hekdesh, the psul is generated by some requirement within Hekdesh. Over here, it's the location of the Shkita. Whether it's done above or below the Chutat Sikra. That's what's going to determine the psul over here. You did it in the wrong location. You did the Chatat Ov above or the Olat Olav below. That's a psulo b'kodesh. It's a psul that's generated by a demand of Hekdesh. And therefore, when it's done, there is no Tumat Nevela anymore. So now I have two stages. Number one is, I know that when you do Shkita in the wrong location, there is no Tumat Nevela. I also know if there's not any Tumat Nevela, that's an indication that Psulo B'Kodesh. And now the third Mishnah. The third Mishnah says, Kol Sheya Psulo B'Kodesh, Imalo Lo Yerdu. Anything that has a Psul and Kodesh, if it goes on the Mizbeach, it doesn't come down. So if I string those three things together, I get a conclusion that if you do Shechita in the wrong place, it's no Din of Nevela. If it's no Din of Nevela, that means that it's Psulo B'Kodesh. If Psulo B'Kodesh, that means that when it goes on the Mizbeach, it doesn't come down. So Rav Yosef said, that's my proof. My proof is, you see here, that if you do Shechita in the wrong location, it's still, if it goes on the Mizbeach, it doesn't come down. That's a proof to my position. We said before that when it comes to our Mishnah, you do Shechita b'Darom, you do the Kodesh Kodeshim, which are supposed to be done b'Tzafon, you do them in the Darom. So that Shechita will be a problem in Makom. It'll clear it of Nevela, because that's what our Mishnah told us. Number two, that means if it's clear of Nevela, it means Psulo b'Kodesh. Number three, if Psulo b'Kodesh, that means that if it goes on the Mizbeach, it doesn't come down. And that's exactly what I said. Gemara says, Tiyufta derabo tiyufta. This undermines the position of Rabba. This causes a great difficulty in the position of Rabba, who says that imalu, yerdu. So now, v'had the pligi ba Rabba v'Rav Yosef, that which Rabba and Rav Yosef argue about, pshita le'le Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar knows for certain which one or which way to go. And that is, Dama Rabbi Elazar, olat bamat yachid, shechnisa lifnim. Talking about an olah of a bamat yachid, in a time of heter abamot, time where you're allowed to make korbanot in your backyard, you're allowed to have a bamat yachid. So over here, it's an olah, one of the korbanot that is allowed to be placed on the bamat yachid. So he was makdishit to place it on a bamat yachid. In the end, hechnisa lifnim, he brings it into the, now Rashi says the azara, I don't think that's the right terminology over here, but because if already the mikdash is built, then there is no longer a heter ha-bamot. So it's more likely that he took it to the bamat tzibur. That he took it over to the bamat tzibur. And what's the difference between a bamat yachid and a bamat tzibur? A bamat yachid does not have all of the requirements of a bamat tzibur. A bamat tzibur has a requirement of tzafon, has a requirement of eden within the klayim. It has all the requirements that are associated with an olah in the Torah. Bamat yachid has none of those requirements. So now here he has an olah bamat yachid, sheikh nisa lifnim. So after being makdishit to put on his private backyard, mizbeach, he takes it into the bamat tzibur. There it says, Rabbi Elazar says, chaltua mechitzot. The mechitzot around the bamat tzibur take it in the chol davar. Meaning, that one has all the requirements or the trappings of a bamat tzibur. Even though he was makdishit for a bamat yachid, now it attains, or the requirement is that it be done properly like a bamat tzibur would require, meaning b'tzafon. So now, boy Rabbi Elazar. Allah, Rabbi Elazar asks on this issue, olat bamat yachid shechnisa, shenifsala. that became pasul. How did it become pasul? He shechted it on the southern side after he brought it in. Alu, ma'ushi yerdu. If it goes up in the mizbeach, what's the din in terms of it coming down? So this seems to be a very similar question to what we have. You have shkita b'daron, which is the wrong location for shkita for an ola. Ola needs to be done b'tzafon in the bamat zibur. Yet he did it in the daron. And we said here, when he brings in the olat, bamat yachid, an ola that was designated nikdash to be brought in his private mizbeach that wouldn't have required tzafon, but now that he brought it to the bamat zibur, he changed his mind, he brought it to the bamat zibur, it does require tzafon, and he does it in the wrong location. Rabbi Elazar wants to know about that. Imalu, if it ends up in the Mizbeach, Mao, what's the din? Does it have to come down or not? So now, the fact that he asked the question this way shows you that the other situation is Pshitale, Ike Rav Yosef, or Ike the Rabbo. That the other issue, he knows for sure, is either like Rabbo or Rav Yosef. Meaning, he asked a more complicated question than we would ask. He asked a very simple question. What happens if an animal that was already designated to be on the Bamat Zibur, it always was designated to be on Bamat Zibur, when you do it on the southern side? When you do it on the southern side, when it's designated for Bamat Zibur, it should have been done on the Tzafon, what's the din of that animal? Imalu, you're due or not? When it's put on the Mizbech, does it come down or not? Very, very simple question. Proper Karban, proper place, but he does the wrong location in Shechita. What's the din? He complicates the case. Rabbi Elazar complicates the case and says, oh, time at a lot Bamat Yachid, which originally had no designation of location. And then he brings it into the Bamat Zibur, and he says, okay, it's done in the south. So over there, Rabbi Elazar questions whether if it goes up in the Mizbech, it comes down. Which implies that the simpler case, which is the simpler case of Bamat Zibur, where he had designated the Olah for Bamat Zibur, and he did it in the wrong location, he already knows the answer to that question. Either he holds like Rabbi or Rabbi Yosef, we don't know which way. But he knows the answer to the question. The fact that he's adding another complication to the situation, which is that there's a Bamat Yachid that was Nikdash for and then brought to the Bamat Zibur, shows you that in a very simple situation of Bamat Zibur, was originally Mukdash to be put in the Bamat Zibur, and he does it in the wrong location, that he knows the answer to. So the Gemara says, no. Chada miko chada kimi boyilei. He's asking a nested question. It's a nested question. It's a question within a question, which is, Adkan lo kama rabo hotom. Over there, Rabba says, im alu yerdu. In our case, that's where Rabba says, if they go up, they come down. Ela de mechitza kitikana pasla. That's because the korban belonged there. It was brought into the mechitzot, into the azara, or by the bamat zibur, into the klayim. And since it's brought into it, it was supposed to be done in the north. You do it in the wrong location, that's a problem. Aval shaloti kitikuna lo pasla. But over here, where it started out to be an olat bamat yachid, where there was no requirement of south, and then only afterwards did you bring it into the mechitzot, maybe over there, the requirement of north and south aren't as hard rock or bedfast. And therefore, when you do it in the wrong location, maybe over there, Rabba would agree that imalu lo yerdu. So that's the nested question. Rabba, by our case, says yerdu. But maybe in this situation where it started out as an olat bamat yachid, where there originally was no demands on the Korban, then you bring it into the Mechitzot, maybe over there, since it has some residual of the Olat Bamat Yachid in it, when you do it in the wrong location, maybe a Malu, lo yerdu. And the same with Rabbi Yosef. Dilma, afila Rabbi Yosef. Even according to Rabbi Yosef, the Amar, in the case of a Korban that was brought to the Mikdash, or to the Bamat Zibur Malta, lo te reid, if it goes up, it was shechted in the wrong location, if it goes up, lo te reid, we don't bring it down, because mechitza ketikuna kalta. Because over there, the mechitzot brought it in, and took care of it. It belongs there. That's where its location is. It's a Bamat Zibur, it's a Korban of the Mikdash. Since it belongs there, the Mizbeach takes care of it. Which doesn't belong there. You brought it in after the fact. Maybe lo kalta, the mechitzot don't take it in, or the mizbeach doesn't take care of it. Teku. Again, teku here is used differently than we've used it probably in the rest of the shas. Teku over here is, we don't know. We don't know what Rabba and Rabbi Yosef would say with regards to this position or this question of Rabbi Elazar. We know what their opinions are when it comes to a simple case of Shechita B'Darom versus Tzafon, but in this more complicated case that Rabbi Elazar raises, over there we don't know what their positions would be, and that's by Rabbi Elazar. We don't know what Rabbi Elazar's opinion would be, both with regards to the Olat Bamat Yachid that's brought to Bamat Zibur, as well as we don't know what his position is
with regards to a simple case of the Azara. Because the way now we're saying he posited the question is that he's saying, maybe according to Rabba, maybe according to Rav Yosef. We don't know which one he holds, like whether it's Rabba or Rav Yosef. So Tegu means here that we don't really know what the position of Rabba Lazar is. We can't conclude anything about the position of Rabba Lazar. Alright, now, next. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Zrikat Pigul. Someone does Zrikat Adam, but has a Machshevet Pigul, but Zrikat Adam. That does not remove it from Mi'ilah when Kodshim Kalim. It does not enter it into Mi'ilah by Kodshim Kalim. This goes back to what we spoke about in the introduction, that when it comes to Kodshim Kodashim, when you do Zrikat Adam, then the Basar is released from Mi'ilah. The Chalavim, the Kodshim Mizbeach, still have the status of Mi'ilah like they did before. When it comes to Kodshim Kalim, they do not have a status of Mi'ilah. The Zrikat Adam brings the Chalavim, the end of Mizbeach, to a status of Mi'ilah. The Basar remains without Mi'ilah. So what the statement of Gidol Marav says that you have to have a proper Zrikah in order for the Zrikah to remove the din of Mi'ilah by Kodshim Kodashim from the Basar, and to bring the din of Mi'ilah to the Chalavim of the Kodshim Kalim, you need a proper Zrikah. And a Zrikah that was done, a Zrikat Pigol, where you have a wrong Makhshava, you have Makhshava Chutz L'Zmano, will not suffice to do that. So Yotiv Abayi V'Kom L'Hai Hashmato. So Abayi was saying over this memra of Rav Gidol Marav. So Eitvei Rav Papa L'Abayi, Rav Papa challenged Abayi about this. Hashochet Et HaTodah. Someone who does Ishkita on the Todah. Korban Todah comes with 40 lachamim, 10 of chametz and 30 of matzah. The lachma chutz lechoma, and its lechem is outside of the choma. Lo kidesh et alechem. There, it's not mekadesh the lechem. So he does the shkita of the todah inside, and the lechem is outside. Lo kidesh et alechem. Over there, he's not mekadesh the lechem. Shachadash lo karmu pnei abat tanur. The breads are even inside, but they have not hardened yet. The crust has not hardened around them. Nevertheless, or afilu karmu kulan, all of the breads have hardened around them. Chutz me'achat me'en. Even in a situation where lo karmu kulan chutz me'achat me'en, that all the breads have hardened around, their crusts have hardened except for one of them. Lo kidesh alechem. If you shech the korban todah, it's not mekadesh alechem. Shachata chutz lezmana v'chutz lemkoma pidash shkita. Oh, with a machshevet pigol or a machshevet chutz lemkomo kidesh alechem. It does work. Amo pigum etiladi de mila. So you see that it is successful. Because if the lechem become kodesh, then they attain a status of mila. So you see here that a shchita of pigol is successful at making something into mila. So why are you saying that a zrika of pigol doesn't work? Over here I have a shchita of pigol. But it sounds like it's a good shchita. That's the question. Over there the lechem wasn't ready. In the first two cases, the lechem's either outside the azara or wasn't fully baked. So over there, the lechem was the deficit. The deficit was the lechem wasn't ready, therefore it didn't become kodesh. Over here, the shechita is done, the lechem's ready. So we're saying that the shechita pigol is a good enough shechita to make kodesh lechem. Kiata lekamei de Rabbi Avo. So then he turned his stick, he was silent, didn't have an answer. Kiata lekamei de Rabbi Avo. When he gave the Rabbi, I'm related to Bezriko. Wait a minute. There's a big difference between these cases. Yo, Rav Gidol Amar Rav said the problem is when there's a zrikat pigol. When the zrikat adam is done with pigol, it's not successful. Over here, we're talking about shchitat pigol. Shchitat pigol is different than zrikat pigol. So if we distinguish between those two, then there's a big difference. In the case where it's just shchitat pigol and you do the zrika properly, then fine, everything is good and it does work. There you are successful in mekadesh and it will work in terms of me'ilah. Gidol Marav's statement was about zrikat adam. When the zrikat adam is done by mechshev pigol, not only shchitat, but the zrika as well, over there, then it doesn't work in terms of me'ilah. Zrika being the ikar. Zrika is the ikar in terms of a korban, zrika d'adam. Over there, if you have a machshev pigul, that won't allow the zrika to function to create mi'ilah or remove mi'ilah. But if it's just the machshev pigul is only done by the shchita, not by the zrika, then that won't affect. The machshev psul by shchita doesn't affect its ability to be mekadesh, doesn't affect its ability in terms of mi'ilah. If you do the zrika properly afterwards, then the zrika will remove the mi'ilah or will keep the mi'ilah. It all, the key element is zrika, not shchita. If you have machshev pigul by the zrika, it fails. If you don't have machshev pigul, then it doesn't fail. Zarvali Ravash the Rav of Amarula, Kometz Pigul. If you are, if you take a kometz from a mincha, that is pigol, Shehelu legabi mizbeach, he put it on mizbeach, paka pigulo mimenu, it removes the pigul from it. Vikmitza hainu shchita. Again over here, when you take the kmitza of a mincha, it's equivalent to doing shchita on an animal. So you had a machsheve pigul, yet when you place it on the mizbeach, then it removes the pigul from it. So you see again that only by the kmitza was there a machsheve pigul. Malay isura the mighty lede pigul. Over there, pigul is not only done by the shchita, not only done by the kmitza. It doesn't mean only by the kmitza was there a machshevet pigul, but there was a machshevet pigul not only by the shchita, by the kmitza, but also when he put it on the mizbeach. When he put it on the mizbeach, it was the equivalent of zrika. He also had a machshevet pigul. Here you see that just with shchita itself, if you have a machshevet pigul, that's enough. Create pigul because the kmitza says it's pigul already. And then you put on mizbeach, it loses its pigul. But that means by shkita alone, it's enough to create pigul. The answer is, no. Amalei, isura demaiti lidei pigul. Doesn't mean that he only had a makshev pigul by shkita, he had a makshev pigul all the way through. It just means that he started the process of pigul by kmitza, and he continued to have a makshev pigul all the way along. So that's when you have a makshev pigul all the way along, that's what creates pigul. Because by zrika, or the equivalent of zrika, by a mincha, of placing it on the mizbeach, there he had makshev pigul. That's why there's pigul over here. But without that makshev pigul by zrika, then he wouldn't have full pigul. And also, it wouldn't be a problem in terms of mi'ila. Okay, we're gonna stop over here. But what we establish is that Rabbi Gidol Marav says that when you have a makshev pigul by zrika, that zrika is not a functioning zrika to remove mi'ila or to create mi'ila for kodshe, kodshim, and kodshim kalim respectively. We question, first of all, from the Mishnah by the Korban Todah, and there we said no problem, because over there the makshev pigul was only by shchita. Then we brought us next that seemed to suggest that when you have pigul by the shchita, by the kmitza, that's enough to make pigul. You don't need it by the zrika as well. Rav answered that that's not true. Over there it meant not that just the pigul was entered through the kmitza. It meant that he started the process of pigul. It means that he had a makshev pigul all the way through. And therefore it accords with that position of Gidol Marav that pigul by zrika is the key element of pigul. Makshev pigul by zrika is really what determines what matters over here. Okay, we'll stop over here.